with the gods as our witnesses. Let us pledge that the winner will allow the loser all the proper funeral rituals.
There are no pacts between lions and men.
No, you're a killer!
Sir, yes, sir!
Let me see your war face! Ah! That's a war face! Now let me see your war face! Ah!
And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children.
You don't ever give me a fair shake. You know that?
Greetings, Fife fans, to another edition of In the Squared Circle with Felipe León. I am Felipe León, international editor of FightNews.com and co-host of Boxeo Tijuana TV every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Boxeo Tijuana. And as well, every other week here on the Leave It in the Ring Network, with the next show being this Thursday, December 15th, the two-minute round, your hooks and jabs look at your female fight world with Mr. David Avila, Mrs. Elena Baby Doll Reed, and myself. But this is In the Squared Circle, your 30-minute or less recap of everything boxing to do with the last week in the sport, in the red light district of sports, what they call boxing. So with that said, let's go. Let's go to our hooks and jabs section, our news section. In tragic news, 122 and 126-pound contender, 23-year-old Alejandro Cobrita Gonzalez Jr. was found dead near his home in Guadalajara, Mexico, last Friday morning. Gonzalez Jr. was the son of Alejandro Cobrita Gonzalez Sr., who reigned the featherweights in the 90s. Gonzalez Jr. was found with two other bodies in a truck, and one of them being his grandfather. Different reasons abound, from Gonzalez Jr. being involved in the drug business and thus executed, or that it was a failed kidnapping attempt. No arrests have been made. May he rest in peace. After being given a deadline which was not met, the WBA has ordered a purse bid for the clash between super champion at 160 pounds, Gennady Triple G Golovkin, and the regular champion Daniel Jacobs. The purse bid is set for December 19th in Panama. As it was decided back in the first round of talks, Golovkin will receive 75% of the purse, while Jacobs 25%, with the minimum bid being of $400,000. The two parties can continue to negotiate between before the date, which is next Monday. The date for the fight, actually, it's looking to be made on March 18th in New York on HBO pay-per-view. 2016 Olympic bantamweight silver medalist Shakur Stevenson will turn pro under the tutelage of now managers James Prince, Andre Ward, and Josh Dubin. No date for his debut was given, while Misael Rodriguez, Mexican 2006 Olympic middleweight bronze medalist, signed with newly formed Ringstar Sports of Richard Schaefer. Rodriguez is the first Mexican Olympic fighter to score a medal since 2000. No date for his debut was given either. This past weekend, Miguel Cotto's return was finally announced as he will face James Kirkland on February 25th in Frisco, Texas at the Dallas Cowboys practice facility. The fight will be broadcast live by HBO pay-per-view and presented by Roc Nation. Both fighters have something in common. The last opponent for each was Saul El Canelo Alvarez. Kirkland was knocked out by the Mexican in May of 2015, while Cotto was defeated via unanimous decision in November of the same year. It is said that Ann Wolf will be again in Kirkland's corner, according to his lawyer, Mark Miller. And finally, after the tragic death of his longtime trainer, Arnulfo Obando, this last November, it was unsure who would take over the training duties of WBC super flightweight champion Roman Chocolatito Gonzalez. It looks like his father would take over on the duties, along with his strength and conditioning coach, Wilmer Hernandez, with Miguel Diaz or Rudy Hernandez as the cut man in the corner. It is expected for Gonzalez to be back in the ring in March of 2017, but an opponent and an exact date is not known. His team mentioned they would like to fight three times in the upcoming year. So now with that, we go to our fight results. On Saturday, December 10th, from the Montreal Casino in Montreal, Canada, Gym Promotions gave us 175-pound contender Eledir Alvarez scoring a unanimous decision over Norbert Drabowski over 10 rounds. Scores there were 99-91, 98-92, and 97-93. Alvarez is considered to be the next mandatory challenger for WBC's semi-heavyweight champion, Adonis Superman Stevenson. From La Arena Monterrey in Mexico, Monterrey, Mexico's Sanford Promotions, broadcast live on the Azteca channel in Mexico and beIN Sports in the United States, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. returning after a 17-month layoff to score a unanimous decision over tough German Dominik Brich in a 10-rounder at 168 pounds. Scores there were 99-91 three times. Now, it is said as of this Monday that a fight between Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. and Canelo Alvarez is beIN discussed quite seriously at a catch weight of 164 or 165 pounds for May 7th. According to sources, the talks are very advanced. Eric Gomez of Golden Boy stated it is a fight Canelo wants and the company is not opposed to it. Gomez mentioned they would ask for a rehydration clause if the fight is to be made. My question here is, where does Al Heyman fit in all this? He actually is the manager of Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., and we all know that there is some problems between Golden Boy and Al Heyman at the moment that have not been cleared up in court, so we will see what is going on. Now, I was at the fight in Monterrey, Mexico. I was there live, and I had some conversations with the people from Sanford who actually dealt with Al Heyman, and the person that actually did the negotiations with him mentioned to me that he is very, congenial, that's very easy to work with, very detail-oriented. But, you know, we don't know how that translates to him actually working with Golden Boy Promotions. From the Vector Arena in Auckland, New Zealand, Deco Promotions and Top Rank gave us Joseph Parker scoring a majority decision over Andy Ruiz Jr. and giving him his first loss in a 12-rounder for the vacant WBO heavyweight title. Scores were 115-113 twice for Joseph Parker and an even 114-114 for Andy Ruiz Jr. With the win, Joseph Parker becomes the WBO champion and the first heavyweight champion from New Zealand. So history was made there, and now Joseph Parker is said to maybe face Anthony Joshua later in 2017. And speaking of Anthony Joshua, from the Manchester Arena in Manchester, England, Matchroom Boxing gave them on Sky Sports Anthony Joshua stopping Eric Molina via a third round technical knockout and defending his IBF heavyweight title. The time there was 2:02. The fight between the IBF champion Joshua and Vladimir Klitschko was officially announced after Joshua's demolition of Eric Molina, and the fight is set for April 29th in Manchester, England. Vladimir Klitschko was in attendance in Manchester this past Saturday night, and he did join Anthony Joshua in the ring after the fight to announce their upcoming matchup for April. Also in the house was Tyson Fury. On the same card from the Manchester Arena, Scott Quigg, former Super Bantamweight champion, stopped Tijuana's Jose Cayetano with a brutal right hook in the 9th round to score a technical knockout. That was for the vacant WBA International Featherweight title. So Scott Quigg making his debut at 126 pounds. The time there was 123. Luis Concepcion not only lost his title on the scales the night before, not coming in that weight, but actually lost it in the ring as well, as he was soundly defeated by Khalid Jaffe via unanimous decision in the 12-rounder for the WBA Super Flyweight title. Scores there were 120-108, 119-108, and 117-110. And finally, on the same card, heavyweight undefeated prospect Luis Ortiz scored a 7th-round TKO over David Allen in a scheduled 8-rounder at heavyweight. Time was 2:59 of the 7th round. From the U.S. Gallen Center in Los Angeles, California, Ringstar Promotions on Showtime presented Abner Mares scoring his 4th title in as many divisions with a split decision win over Argentinian Jesus Cuellar. Scores were 116-111 and 117-110 for Mares, while 115-112 for Cuellar. Cuellar met the canvas in the 11th round. While in the semi-main event, Jermar Charlo brutally knocked out Julian Williams in the 5th round of scheduled 12 to defend his IBF 154-pound title. Williams was down once in round one and twice in the 5th round, and one of them from a hellacious uppercut that almost took him off his feet. So that was a good win for Jermell Charlo, and let's see what's next for him. And finally, from the Century Link Center in Omaha, Nebraska, Top Rank on HBO presented Terrence Crawford scoring an 8th round technical knockout over John Molina Jr. in a scheduled 12-rounder. Crawford defended his WBC and WBO super lightweight titles. Score time wear was 2:32, while Maynard Mason was stopped by a knockout by Ray Beltran in the 7th of 10 rounds at lightweight. Time was 51 seconds of the 7th round. So that is the end of our fight results, and all that is left is the upcoming calendar. On Friday, December 16th, from the Cabaret Amphitheater in Quebec, Canada, Jean-Paul Scal returns versus Ricardo Marcelo Ramallo in a 10-rounder at semi or light heavyweight. And on the same night, on Friday, December 16th, from the Coliseo Bernardo Caraballo in Cartagena, Colombia, Miguel Marriaga will face Eduardo Montoya in a 12-rounder for the WBO NABO featherweight title. While from the Fantasy Springs Casino in Indio, California, Golden Boy Promotions gives us an HBO Latino, Vyacheslav Shabransky, going against Sullivan Barrera in a 10-rounder for the vacant WBC USNBC 175-pound title. Eric Gomez versus Rashid Ellis in a 10-rounder for the IBF North American welterweight title. Ronnie Rios against Roy Tapia in a 10-rounder at featherweight, and Antonio Orozco facing Fidel Maldonado Jr. in a 10-rounder for the vacant WBC International super lightweight title. This is going to be a triple hitter. I think the fight that is not going to be broadcast on this show will be the Ronnie Rios against Roy Tapia fight, but it was worth mentioning. On Saturday, December 17th, from China, Neomar Cermeño will defend his WBA super bantamweight title against Chan Yun Q in a 12-rounder, while from the Grand Oasis Arena in Cancun, Mexico, Promociones del Pueblo on Televisa gives us Mariana Juarez going against Irma Garcia in a 10-rounder for the WBC International bantamweight title. And from Chiapas, Mexico, on Sanford Promotions, on Azteca and BN Sports, brings us the return of Saul Canelo Alvarez's brother, Ramon El Inocente Alvarez, who in his last fight lost to Antonio Margarito. He will be facing Matthew Strode in a 10-rounder at 154 pounds. In France, Hassam Nadam Nijakam will go against Alfonso Blanco for the in a 12-rounder for the interim WBA 160-pound title. Now, it's to be noted here that Alfonso Blanco is only 12-0. So if he ends up beating Nadam Jacom, he becomes the interim WBA 160-pound champion. So at one point, it can be believed that he would challenge the champion, who is none other than either Daniel Jacobs or Gennady Golovkin. So would a 12-0 fighter will be ready for a Gennady Golovkin or Daniel Jacobs if he were to beat Nadam Nijakam? We're going to see. Also, this fight is announced on BoxRec, but I don't actually know if it's going to go through or not. Jurokis Gamboa is scheduled to face Malcolm Klassen in a 12-rounder for the vacant WBA International Super Featherweight title. And from Russia, Alexander Povetkin will go against Bermain Stiverne in a 12-rounder for the interim WBC heavyweight title. In Las Vegas, downtown event center in Las Vegas, Nevada, Ron Jones Jr. Promotions on the CBS Sports Network, Oscar Cantu will face Aston Palicte in a 10-rounder for the vacant WBA, NABA, the vacant WBO Intercontinental, and the vacant NABF Super Flyweight titles. And finally, from the Forum in Inglewood, California, Golden Boy Promotions on HBO gives us the final one, Bernard Hopkins facing Joe Smith in a scheduled 12-rounder for the WBC International Light Heavyweight title, while in the same main event, Alexander Usyk will face Tabiso Munchunu in a 12-rounder for the WBO Cruiserweight title. And that is all of the fight calendar in what seems to be the last somewhat big weekend of boxing for the year 2016. And it brings us to the end of another edition, the 46th edition of In the Square Circle here on the Leave It in the Ring Network. Before we say goodnight and goodbye, let's give you a rundown of everything that you can catch here on the Leave It in the Ring Network. Every Monday night at 4 p.m. Pacific, you catch in the square. Actually, I'm sorry. The next round with Steve Kim and Gabriel Montoya. Every Tuesday, you get this show, In the Square Circle with Felipe León, your 30-minute or less recap of everything boxing for the week. Every Wednesday night, Leave It in the Ring, 6 p.m. Pacific, the flagship show with David Duenas and co-host. And every other Thursday, with this Thursday being our next show, December 15th, you get the two-minute round, your Hooks and Jabs look at the female fight world with Mr. David Avila, Mrs. Elena Baby Doll Reed, and myself, Felipe León. So with that said, we thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.